Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back here to 95.7 The Game. Each and every week, we get to go inside the 49ers locker room to say hello to a player. And this week, we get to say hello to Brandon Ayuk, presented by Harris Ranch Beef, legendary quality. In his second season with the 49ers, Brandon, thank you very much for joining us. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you very much. You know, we can't help but notice that you guys are playing some of the best ball of your entire year right now. Things are really clicking on offense. It's translating into wins. You've won five of your last six games. What do you think? Why do you think it's all coming together so well right now?
I think it's just a standard. We found our standard along the way. And I think when we stick to that standard and we play the football, the brand of football that we know that we can, I think it shows up in the win column.
When did that standard hit? Is there a moment that you can point to and say, ah, we got it?
We talked about it this week. We were watching old footage, and on the bottom of the screen, I think it said two and five or three and five, one of those things. It was a Monday night game versus the Rams. And we just look back on that, and I think that game, we came out of that game understanding that that's the type of football that we need to play on a weekly basis. And if we do that, we give ourselves a really good chance of winning football games.
Brandon Ayuk with us here on 95.7 The Game. You know, we heard both George Kittle and Juszczyk talk about how they felt something early from Jimmy before this Atlanta game, like as early as breakfast. Did you pick up on that vibe? Did you think something was just, you know, we were extra locked in this afternoon? Because I really thought that the game against the Falcons was maybe the best offensive afternoon this team has had this entire season. Everything was balanced. Everything was in control.
Well, when you say that, I was warming up with Jimmy and with our with some of our guys, with Elliot, our guys, you people here. And for one of the things that Jimmy said was, he did a certain stretch, and I think he just felt it. It felt good, and he was like, "Oh, it's gonna be a great day." So, I think everybody feeds off Jimmy. We feel his energy, and when you have your quarterback feeling good, getting everybody ready to go, it's a great feeling.
I mean, what is that stretch? I mean, a Warriors pose, downward dog. I mean, we got to get the whole team doing that stretch, then, right?
Yeah, you have to ask. I can't remember exactly which one it was. You have to ask him about that, but we need to keep doing that one.
Is there anything about any connection between how you guys start a game and whether you get that feeling? Is it a week of practice where you get the feeling? Is there a cause and effect that you can find?
I think it's just, like you said, five of the last six. The confidence is starting to grow within every person in the locker room, the coaching staff, everybody. We feel that we can win any game that we play in, if we play the right way. So I just feel that confidence is really, really what it is.
Brandon, one of the biggest topics of the early season was you and the concept of Kyle's doghouse. But then all of a sudden, like in week eight in Chicago, it seemed things to change a little bit for you. And you've been highly involved with targets and catches and productions almost ever since. You played an all but one snap on offense against Atlanta on Sunday. Would you tell us what you think happened?
I think that's probably the number one question I've been asked for the past couple of weeks. But I just think it's just everybody being on the same page. Just getting on the same page with quarterback, getting on the same page with Kyle, getting on the same page with all the coaches, and everybody just getting together and rolling together.
So you know how it is when the media gets a hold of something. It can't let it go. That's just kind of – the way the world works. Did you start doing something differently in practice that made Kyle reconsider how you were being used or what he could do more? Do you think you showed him something between Monday through Saturday that changed his mind?
I think practice is where it all started with for them. So just understanding what they wanted to see from me on a daily basis at practice, and not even just daily, weekly, putting together weeks of practices and understanding how they want me to practice, how they want me to go about doing things. And I think once we were on the same page in terms of that, we were able to flip the page and move on.
Niners wide receiver Brandon Ayuk here with Damon and Ratto. So do you think that Kyle rides his wide receivers harder than maybe other positions because he used to play the position a little bit himself, at least in college?
I'm not sure. I know. I've been on a couple of teams where I've had coaches who are offensive coaches who played receiver, and it's just a natural thing where they see certain things and they want it to be the way that they know it should be because they played the position. They know the position really well, so I think it's just kind of a natural thing to do that towards receivers. So I don't think it's him trying to purposely go harder on receivers or something like that. I think he's a great coach. He knows how to coach and get the most from all of his players, not just receivers. So I think just for him playing the receiver position is just he just wants it a certain way. He knows how it's supposed to exactly look because he played the position.
Have you and your teammates taken a more strident line about how you handle COVID protocols, given the fact that around the league this seems to be very much a hot spot, that the disease is hitting a lot of people in a lot of places?
Yeah, we understand what's going on around the world with COVID, but I think we've done a really good job here. I think that's a credit to the people on the team and also the county as well. Luckily, we haven't had to deal with losing players to COVID. So I think we just have to continue to do what we're doing, make sure that we follow all the guidelines and the protocols that have been put in place for us, and just hope that we can stay clean for the rest of the season.
Brandon, how much different does your week get on a short week?
Oh, it's crazy. This morning we got a little bit of time to sleep in, but normally today is my body regen day, so I'm doing some things. So I'm trying to squeeze it in. We didn't have to come until 10, so this morning I'd wake up early, get in the hyperbaric chamber just right now before I got on with you guys. On our lunch break, I went to sneak in to get some dry needling done. So I'm trying to sneak all this stuff in at the same time as preparing and going out to practice, getting all the game plan in. So it's tough, but it's a lot better understanding how a Thursday, a short week goes in year two. I didn't get to play in the Thursday last week, but I got to go through the week, so I kind of know. I took stuff from that and understand how to get my body and mind as ready as possible for Thursday on a short week.
Who do you think's got the tougher turnaround, the players on their bodies or the coaches on the game plan?
I don't know. I know I'm not in those game plan meetings. I'm not here directly after the game. I'm not here all day Monday and early Tuesday putting that together, so I wouldn't be able to answer that question. But it's definitely tough for the players. I think we handled business on Sunday, so we got out pretty clean, so not too crazy for us.
I'll help you with your answer. It's always tougher on the players because they're the ones taking the hits.
True.
Does anybody, and I realize you haven't had a lot of experience on a short week, but does anybody ever feel fully prepared for a Thursday game? Is that even possible?
I'm not sure. It's like you don't get the end of the week, you don't get the plane ride, you don't get the Friday off, the Saturday in the hotel to kind of circle back and go through things early on in the week. It's all really today and tomorrow we get on the plane and leave. So I wouldn't think so. I think, like I said, it's just how much can you get done, how much can you get in, how much can you recall all the information. So it's just, yeah, I wouldn't say as a normal week, I wouldn't say so, no.
Brandon Ayuk here on 95.7 The Game. So I know starting wide receivers usually don't play a lot of special teams, but 49ers special teams has been a little bit of an adventure for all the wrong reasons in a few weeks. Could you just handle kick return and punt return the rest of the year, make it easy on everyone?
I mean, those are my decisions to be made. Asking the wrong person on that one.
You want to take a few kicks then? That's easy work.
Is it? I don't that's definitely not easy work. That's a very hard position to play back there. It's not easy at all.
Are you at the point of the season now where you're starting to pay attention to other games? I know you're not doing it while you're playing, but you know, before and after, are you looking more at other scores than you normally would?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think at first I was kind of just watching. I'm always watching the football, but I think now more I'm starting to understand how everything works and who we want to win or who we want to lose, or just kind of give them extra breathing room, or who we're rooting against or who we're rooting with. So I've noticed that actually within the past couple of weeks that I started paying attention to scores a lot more. But even when in the stadium when the announcer said the Arizona lost, I was happy about that one, even though it's not it wasn't too much different for us, but just seeing the Cardinals lose, that was a good one.
Yeah, just catch an L. I mean, that's nice. All division opponents hopefully can catch a lot of L's, and who knows what this year looks like for you guys when you finally start rolling into SoFi Stadium in the last week of the regular season. I want to look back at the Falcons game for one particular moment that kind of stood out to me. Early second quarter, first play of the drive from your own 23, you get the false start. So now it's first and 15, and on the very next play, Jimmy hits you in stride on a slant. You go 36 yards. How nice is it to immediately make up for the mistake on the very next play? Does that, like, take the pressure off?
Yeah, that was great. I knew on that play when I false started, I knew I was going to get the ball. So I was jumping in my shoes, so it was hard for me to hold it back. And we were trying to switch the snap count up, and I got called for all sides. But when Jimmy came back to huddle and he was telling me we're going with the same play, I knew I had to get it back, just because we knew for our main thing is just being productive on first down, getting out of second, third, and long, and for us to start on first and 15. That's not what we wanted, so I was glad Jimmy stuck with me, hit me a great ball, and I was able to make up for the penalty on first down.
Is that sort of standard that the guy who makes the mistake, if you can go back to him right away, is that sort of considered, you know, not only a testament of confidence, but sort of a way to make sure that the mistake doesn't bore its way into your head?
I mean, I'm not sure exactly what the plan was for that. I just think we liked what the look that we were getting on that play on first down, and we liked the look, so we wanted to come right back to it. I think it was more of that than anything else. But what you're saying that did make sense. It's a lot easier to move on from when you get a chance right afterwards again, and able to wipe that away.
Brandon Ayuk here on 95.7 The Game. Does this surprise you? With all the pronunciation guides that get handed out to broadcasters, that so many broadcasters continue to butcher your last name. I mean, it's not that hard, but the amount of Ayuks that we get are ridiculous. I think you need to send the NFL a memo.
Yeah, I think we need to change it up, how they're spelling it, or giving them the pronunciation spellings, but You guys all do a good job with it. So everybody that's within the red and gold, they do a good job with it. So,
we work very hard. We practice all week for this one. We really wanted to get it right. You grew up in a 49ers household, correct?
Yes, with my mother was a 49ers fan. Yeah.
So, favorite Christmas present as a kid? Did it have anything to do with the Niners, or were you more like a Transformers G.I. Joe kind of kid?
I don't really recall too many Niners presents. I know she would put me in Niners clothes, but I think we went on the other side. It wasn't too much football for a Niners for Christmas.
Do you remember your favorite childhood Christmas present?
My favorite one, I got an Xbox 360. That would be my favorite childhood Christmas gift.
That's big. That's big. Yep. So here's the thing. We're not going to send you an Xbox, but for joining us today here, our friends at Harris Ranch Beef are going to give you a dozen USDA Prime New York strip steaks. We're talking 10.5 pounds of beef, and I don't know how many interviews you do that get you fed at the end of them, but thank you very, very much for joining us today. Wish you and your teammates continued health, continued success, and have a very Merry Christmas to your entire family.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I don't have a gift for you guys, but I'm looking forward to firing those up.
Well, you could race out and get one quickly. Nobody's leaving till Thursday.
All right. Sounds good.
Hey, you didn't expect that. Hey, Brandon, thank you very, very much. Really appreciate your time today. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.